Tonight, two strangers travel to paradise. But do they find heaven or hell? Lucy is a 23-year-old art student from London. She's obsessed with drawing insects, so Madagascar, with its 150,000 species, has always been her ideal holiday. But she's heard it's dangerous for women to travel alone, so she's advertised for a travel mate.
Tell me a bit about yourself and where have you been?
I've been everywhere. I'm an intrepid traveller.
Roland is Lucy's third potential travel mate. The previous two dropped out after initially agreeing to join her. Lucy's checking that Roland is really up to the challenges that lie ahead.
Anything else?
Oh, yes. I went to China. I got arrested there. They were very pleasant.
Just 2 days later, and they're on their way. Lucy haggles for a taxi. Part of the deal is a tourist tout pitching them a guided tour. To save money, Lucy and Roland are going to have to share a room. 10 minutes later, and Lucy is out looking for local wildlife. Next day, and Lucy's dragging Roland off to admire a collection of the island's insects. Lucy and Roland paid £500 each for their flights to Madagascar. That leaves £1,000 between them to see as much of the island as possible. Roland's turn to haggle. Lucy and Roland will be travelling 100 miles downriver to Murundaba. They'll have to take everything with them, including tents and chickens for food. For a couple of vegetarians, dinner time for the guides is something they're dreading. For Lucy, one of the highlights of the boat trip is a waterfall in the rainforest, and it's a chance to wash for the first time in 3 days. Back on dry land after their river trip, travelling companions Lucy and Roland are now halfway into their African adventure. They've known each other for just 10 days, and things aren't going too well.